Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender,
bad feeling about this.
Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for a service. If you call that number, come directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull.
While I do have a great team when it comes to doing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I looked at the celebrations today.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So we're looking at it. We've got National Wisconsin Day. I guess my friends are not. There we go.
It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it's kind of a you're right, Jay. I was going to say that one. It's kind of a cheesy one. National Gumdrop Day.
It is what it is.
Singles Awareness Day. Unless they're talking about single cookies or candy bars or things like that, Jay.
Yeah,
what do we know about that stuff? I don't know. So we'll just have to look ahead to tomorrow and see if we can enjoy National Almond Day, or on Friday, Saturday. I don't even know what day it is. Hey, Nobino, maybe markets. Checking out the markets today, back to volatility. It seems like to be the word of the day consistently, volatility. So the markets closed yesterday. Obviously, we've had this big roller coaster, Dow Jones Industrial Average, up right now, 66 points. Oil up 4 cents a barrel. And another one of those ho-hum are seeing. You know, here in Taxifornia, we're still paying way too much on gasoline. I think we're about $1 a gallon more than America. I mean Texas. So we'll see what happens right there. Amazing how we continue doing this to ourselves. Now I see that in Washington, D.C., they're talking about a gas tax. That's kind of like maybe following the way of California, right? I mean, who does a gas tax hit the most? But it is the working American. It doesn't hit the rich and the famous because they get to buy their Tesla. They're buying their energy-efficient vehicles, their hybrids. Those of us that are working fools, we're still buying our Camrys and our Ultimas and getting lower gas mileage. So in Taxifornia, paying $3.33 a gallon on average. In Texas, $2.29 a gallon, $1 a gallon cheaper, and the rest of the country, $2.55.2. That's just the way it is. That's the numbers. But hey, let's keep voting for the same people that want to tax us more. And we continue watching the markets for you. Let's look there. The 10-year Treasury, boy, has that been the bond itself. Price falling like crazy. So we're watching that one for you. The yield, though, at 2.89. That's been moving up on that yield, moving up kind of nicely. Although today we are getting a little bit of help on the 3-year Fannie Mae bonds, up 16 basis points, which means interest rates should be down just a little bit on your 30-year fixed rate loans. But then again, Freddie Mac did come out with their numbers this morning. On the 30-year fixed rate, 4.38 is our yield on that 30-year fixed rate. Last week, we were at 4.32. Last year, we were at 4.15.
Ow!
Yes, that's a little bit painful right there. We are just watching where they're going. And obviously, the news of the day brings us back, and I think we can all say that we have a deep heart, a sorrow for what's going on in Florida. How about that football coach, though? I mean, isn't that amazing? When we have some of these tragedies that go on in our country, it is interesting to see those who really step up. The football coach that ended up giving his life to save some of the students there. So you got to give a big applause to that football coach. Prayers for his family right there. But the kid, I mean, you got to wonder in certain areas. Just have to wonder, when will some of the law enforcement agencies? Where's the breakdown in law enforcement? Or what do we need in changes? The FBI had been warned, and according to BuzzFeed, so you can only believe about a third of what BuzzFeed has to say. But a YouTuber, Ben Bennett, I'm not sure how he's pronounced his name, warned the FBI about Nicholas Cruz last year. Bennett called the Bureau after Cruz left an ominous message on YouTube, and I quote, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." FBI agents interviewed Bennett and took screenshots of Cruz's postings, but he still was able to go and, they claim, legally purchase weapons. Now, you know me, I am a Second Amendment guy. I try to understand this simple concept. Tonight or tomorrow, high school basketball throughout Southern California will be starting their playoffs. And if you have a gym full of kids at a high school basketball game, there's going to be armed law enforcement at the game just to make sure things stay safe for everybody. Hopefully the idea there is to deter any kind of violence. We don't want the violence. But if it is violence of any sort, you know, and generally they're talking there about brawls between opposing teams or opposing fans, you've got the law enforcement there. When I go to a mall, I see armed law enforcement all the time. When I go to the airport, I have to go through 17 screen checks, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I have to go through all of these different screen checks. If I do a seminar and we have over 1,000 people at a seminar, we have to have security. If I do a party, I know that I've got to have security. Yet we can send our kids to a school. Our studio right here borders a school that's got 3,000 students, and we'll send our kids to a school and we say, no security. Or we have security guards there that, while they're nice people, they're not really trained to be professional security guards, and they're never, ever armed. We send our kids to schools that are gun-free zones. We've got a lot of military. I do a lot of work with military organizations. There's a lot of military men and women coming back who are trained to use firearms and could use a job. Why aren't we hiring them there? Why is it that we've taken all government funding away from mental illness? Right? I mean, Fairview, I think, is now going to be a homeless shelter. The Norwalk Mental Hospital, they've pretty much shut that down. But we can build a stupid train to go from someplace no one wants to be, a high-speed train. Jay, I'm not going to get into trains with you because I know you're a big-time train man. But here's the issue. Do we need a high-speed train more than we need help for mentally ill individuals? We might need both. But you know something? Let's get help to these people. Why aren't we helping some of these folks? It's just amazing to me. And then I see the lunatics in Hollywood who all have armed guards that walk around with them, but say we need more gun control. Well, apparently we had the controls in place. We just didn't follow them. We just didn't use them. When are we going to start getting to that point where we figure out why is it that we've got these methods in place, but we just don't adhere to the laws that are on the books? You know, another gun law, it's not going to do any good. I've said many times, each time we have these mass shootings, why don't we just do the simple thing and create a law against mass shootings or mass murder? Right? Because criminals and mentally ill, they don't follow the law. That's the whole issue right there. They don't follow the law. We need to get them the help they need. I'll get off my soapbox, but that's just my point of view there. Other news, we've got the Senate immigration showdown. Looks like they're trying to figure out a DACA fix. Once again, it looks to be that the Senate will try and pass something that the House of Representatives and the President won't sign instead of doing something to get things done. Pretty simple. I mean, at least whether you like this president or not, he tells you what he believes and he does what he says. So he said that an immigration plan needs four pillars. So the Senate, they're going to send him. And I don't know if they think he's going to sign half of it or what his plan is, but we can just watch for more of nothing to get done in Washington, D.C. It's just amazing how I continue looking at the news And it's just craziness. I mean, but hey, you know, at least we'll be able to watch the Cannabis News Network and MSNB Hee Haw, and we'll get some other loons going out there trying to tell us about things that really, I don't know, do they matter to you? Do they matter to the whole country? I saw yesterday one of the lead stories on one of the, I don't know, an attorney that paid the hooker. I don't know, whatever it is. Do you care? Put a note on there. I mean, you know something? I couldn't care less. I want to know about jobs. I want to know about taxes. I want to know about our budget. I want to know about national security. Tell me if you care about some of these other things that the media wants to just go crazy about. I looked at CNN, MSNB, Hee Haw. Very eager to blame America and mock the notion of American exceptionalism. What's his name? Philip Mudd hammered the USA for its shortcomings in education and healthcare. Well, that was his reasoning for why we had this shooting yesterday. Really? Because America is exceptional and education? You tell me. Put your comments in there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the mortgage market, we will talk about it. We're going to talk about reverse mortgages. What about the jumbo market of reverse mortgages? Jay Kaplan is here. We'll get him his thoughts on these things. He is our reverse mortgage guru. We're going to also talk about some tips to protect credit while traveling. And calm down. The real estate market is not falling apart. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just a couple shout-outs this morning. Good morning, Caprice. Thanks for weighing in with your comments. Neville, good to see you there. Glad you joined us as well. I see Paula is with us this morning. Glad to see you. Travis Allen doesn't have a chance, Caprice. There's no way that he'll get anywhere. Blake, good to see you. Sid, good to see you with us. Dolliver, glad to see you with us as well.
Adrian,
did I miss Adrian there?
I think so.
Okay, Adrian, glad to see you as well. In the Mortgage Minute this morning, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. Save $10,000 to $50,000 potentially on the purchase of a piece of new property or buying a house because of the Fast Pass. Gets rid of a lot of the loan contingencies. The Mortgage Minute, economic news, initial jobless claims, measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 230,000 claims last week, represented an increase of 7,000 from the previous report, which was revised slightly higher from 221,000 to 223,000. Today's report was in line with expectations, was not market moving, but next week's report is the sample week, which is factored into the jobs report and will be more important. The story here remains the same. Employers are having a hard time finding qualified labor and are holding on to their workers, which is why claims have remained so low. This is further evidenced by Monday's NFIB report showing that small businesses' largest concern was finding workers. Producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, rose by 0.4% in the month of January. Core PPI rate strips out food and energy, the things that Jay and I are both most frequently using, also rose by 0.4%. Headline figure was in line with expectations. Core rate was double what was expected. These are pretty significant jumps on a month-over-month basis, which is causing higher commodity prices like oil, weaker dollar, makes foreign goods higher cost, rising labor costs. On a year-over-year basis, headline PPI rose from 2.6% to 2.7%. As you saw, the market shrugged off numbers for a few reasons. Yesterday's consumer price index is much more important as it shows real inflation. The producer inflation is not always passed down to the consumer as there is competition and they can just adjust their margins. National Association of Home Builders released their report showing builder confidence remains stable at 72. This was in line with expectations. What else do we see? The mortgage bonds, we're not going to talk about that at all. I told you about the thing that was most important to you. That is the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey 30-year fixed rate at 4.38%. Remember, when we talk about that 4.38% interest rate, that is utopia. Number one, you have to pay 6/10 of a point to get it. It is a purchase money conforming loan with 40% down payment and excellent credit. Now, if you are the perfect individual, I haven't met you yet, but I'd like to, that's who that gets that loan. So other than that, there's a bunch of loan level price adjustments that get calculated in there. And if you want some specifics on how that affects your family, just give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval, saving consumers $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. So a lot of times we chat in the studio, or we have our friend Jay Kaplan comes in to chat with us, and we talk about reverse mortgages. I am a big fan of the reverse mortgage. I've shared with you that my mom and dad got a reverse mortgage about 6 years ago. We love it. It's still in place. I don't think that it'll ever change. But one of the things that I hear a lot is, hey, I can't get a reverse mortgage because my property value is too high and my loan balance is too high. So I thought, you know something, let's hit the guru, and not hard because I know that he might fall over, but let's chat with Jay Kaplan about the jumbo reverse. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
So is there such an animal as a jumbo reverse?
You mean
reverse?
A reverse mortgage for people like you and me that are jumbo?
No, I was hoping about the properties that were jumbo more than
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. And not just for people with high loan balances. Even a low balance will make it that much better. But of course, the higher property value is where the traditional FHA HECM doesn't really find a place.
And okay,
it can, no matter how big the property is, how big the property value is, you can still do the regular FHA HECM, and that works just great if it fits your needs.
And we have to make sure we throw this out there. The FHA HECM is what many of us will refer to as in generic form. That's the reverse mortgage.
Right.
So
right.
Just for round numbers, you're not going to really be able to do a reverse mortgage on the FHA program for a property that's valued over $625,000 or $650,000, right?
No, you can do it on a property that's worth $10 million.
But you're not going to get the full
benefit. Yeah, you're going to get a certain percentage of the home's value, but the home's value has a preset limit.
Okay.
Coast to coast. It's probably very high when you look at coast to coast.
Sure.
When it comes to our area in specific, you know.
Southern California.
All of California, really.
Sure, absolutely.
Southern. Our values are quite a bit higher than the average.
Right. So then what does somebody do if they've got a $1 million house and a $400,000 loan? What do they do?
If you get a traditional HECM, you would have to, unless you're older than me.
Older than you.
Very few. You'd have to bring some money in, which a lot of people do because they get their money back because of no house payment.
Sure.
But the jumbo really fills the bill for those people who have a high-priced property and are looking to get out of what is usually a high-priced payment at the same time. So it will get rid of your payment, just like the other reverse mortgages. You may always continue to make payments, just like before, except now you choose when you want to, when you don't want to.
Is it economical enough to do it with the jumbo reverse?
Yes.
Okay. Several years ago, I think we looked at those, and now they were charging an outrageous interest.
Yeah, right? No. No, that's not really the case. That's not the case.
Okay.
In fact, the interest rates used to be at least 2% higher than they are now, and now we're actually looking quite a bit lower, even in the fours. So
wow.
We're not looking much different than a lot of the traditional mortgages.
How about
the
rules?
Rules are the same as the regular HECM, with the exception, of course, of the amount you can borrow, the amount of the home, and quite a bit easier should you have a condominium.
Okay.
If you have a condominium, it's kind of looked at as if it's a Fannie Freddie type loan. And what we mean by that, there's a generic questionnaire you usually fill out that happens on all loans that people do, and it would be no different here. So as you know, on a traditional HECM, the property has to be, not just the property, but the entire project has to be approved by FHA, which is not that difficult, but every 2 years it has to be approved or reapproved. With this product, that does not happen. Also, it is not tied to any government-run insurance program.
So do you have an upfront mortgage insurance?
No.
No upfront mortgage insurance?
No upfront, no continuing.
Okay, so if the interest rate is a little bit higher, and I don't have those those two functions.
Right.
So we're saving a little bit there.
Yeah, how you about could be saving quite a bit.
How about the accessibility? So if I've got a, if say I'm 75 years old. And you've got a $1 million property in Southern California is not outrageous. What would my cap be on accessibility?
Well, you said you're 75, so you're probably a little bit older. Since these are new, I don't, at the top of my head, I don't know them as much unless I do more experimenting and do more of them, which I have been. But you're probably looking at maybe as much as 40%.
So I get 40%
availability. Because you're older than me right then and there.
So on $1 million property, I can get a $400,000
loan.
Like
I mean, I've got some people right now, some ladies in Hermosa Beach that have, they owe about $500,000. It's a almost $3 million property, and they owe $600 or so on a traditional HECM, which can happen because payments for 20 years or more. And they're getting an additional $700,000 in cash.
Wow. Say those numbers again, Jay. So they're getting $700,000 in cash. I always liked when you woke me up when you said they're getting $700,000 in cash.
Yes.
And what's the property value?
2.6 to 3 million. We'll find out maybe today.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
And did they owe anything on that property?
They have a traditional HECM, which they got many, many years ago. So they owe about $550,000, almost $600,000 on that.
So they had a HECM reverse mortgage that had $600,000.
Yeah, they're even older than me.
I didn't think anybody was.
Well, we'll find them if they are.
Okay. So they had a reverse mortgage on a $2.6 million property that had a $600,000 balance on it. And so the new line availability, we don't want to talk about exactly what they're going to get, but the line will be about $1.3 million. They obviously have to retire the old debt.
Oh, yeah. Well, one will pay off the other.
Which is not a big deal.
No, you want that anyway.
Sure. And so where is the – what about costs? Are they in line with the FHA version?
Well, the FHA version, when you came through me, used to be cheaper, absolutely nothing.
Since, I like that price.
Yeah, since the changes made by the current administration has changed that a little bit, it's not – probably not going to be zero anymore, but I try as much as I can to get as close to.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back then. We'll talk a little bit more about cost
and the jumbo
of the jumbo reverse mortgage and the traditional reverse mortgage. And we'll see if the myths still apply. Are they still the same when we come back? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about the real estate market is not falling apart. I do hear that from time to time. No, it's not falling apart. And 15 tips to protect your credit while traveling. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day at Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564, toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit that does give you some mortgage calculators, several different mortgage calculators. It'll also give you a home affordability worksheet, and it also has a method of getting real-time interest rates that are unique to your specific situation, unique for you. So let's look at what we've got to talk about, the calm down. It's amazing how many people are out there, and I hear this all the time, and you know, I do have a vested interest. I am in the real estate industry. I do a daily radio program talking about real estate. So I hear people saying, well, I think real estate's going to drop in value, Ron. I don't think I want to buy a new house. And there's been tremendous volatility in certain markets over the last few weeks. For example, the stock and currency markets, volatile as heck. I've been looking at the market while we were on the break here and just watching where the Dow Jones, when we talk about market, remember that most of the time when people talk about what's the market doing, they're not really talking about the market for years. They've really talked about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is 30 stocks. Right now it's up 112 points. If they really wanted to know more about the market, they might be looking at the S&P 500, which is up 13 points. They're both up about 0.5% today. But really, they generally, when they talk about the market, it's the Dow Jones. So there's an extreme volatility in the market. When this happens, some tend to lump all of their investments together and create an almost an Armageddon scenario where everything loses value quickly and dramatically. Real estate is an investment that can get caught up in the hysteria. Does the concern about the current housing market have merit? Well, financial advisors have been warning us for months that the stock market was ripe for a correction. Experts have been questioning the value of alternative currencies for over a year. In contrast, there are the opinions of three major players in the residential housing market. Ralph DeFranco, chief economist, Arch Capital Services. It's premature to worry about a housing bubble. The typical warning signs: excessive debt levels, poor quality loans, exponentially increasing home prices, rising vacancy rates, and or poor affordability compared to the past, and a higher number of internet searches on house flipping are not present, unquote. Lou Down, Genworth chief economist, and I'll quote him, my thoughts on many recent discussions of housing bubble. The bar for a housing bubble is higher than just prices being above some fundamental value. There must be widespread behavior change as well, such as higher levels of fraud and speculation, unquote. And Fitch, quote them, U.S. home prices are on track for a 5% nominal gain for the fourth consecutive year, returning national prices to their highest level since 2007. The growth has been driven by historically low mortgage rates and unemployment, plus solid population and personal income growth rates. A meaningful correction should only be triggered by an unexpected economic shock, unquote. Bottom line, speculation has driven certain markets over the last year. Have the right people, and don't forget to text toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit free. Text toolkit to 79564. And don't forget our friend Todd Halterman. He's got that investment in apartments, of all things. I think it returned 20% last year, and it has no market correlation. 6% is the note rate, but it actually got 20% last year, and he'd have to tell you all the specifics about it. That is the real-time real estate segments. We're getting back to our conversation with Jay Kaplan. He is the Ron Siegel Radio go-to man for reverse mortgages. So, Jay, we've been talking this morning a lot about the jumbo reverse.
Correct.
And, you know, you and I chat a lot of times about the traditional, and right. There's the FHA reverse. I should use the right terminology. It's not really a traditional reverse.
Well,
it's the FHA reverse.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's the one that we see most often advertised on TV in the commercials with Tom Selleck and whoever the latest is. And again, I share this all the time, that don't go to an online service for a mortgage, please. And when it's something as much as a reverse mortgage, get in touch with somebody who's got the heart of a teacher, not the heart of a salesman. That's why Jay comes in here with us on a regular basis. Is because he goes out, he sits with the seniors, he's as old as most of them, older than many.
Older. Yeah.
Right? And you understand, I mean, because Jay, I had this conversation yesterday with someone, and I said the things that I hear from seniors as I consult all the time is they're afraid of outliving their money, they want independence, and they don't want somebody to tell them where they're going to live.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, those are the key, those are the big three for our seniors.
Right. And that's why a HECM or the reverse plays in perfectly, because it fits all of those.
Right.
One thing that is so hard to, because of a stigma that I don't even want to get into how that happened, but you don't even need to borrow any more money to get one of these. You don't need to borrow. You can pay off. Now, if you pay off the existing loan, that is borrowing.
Sure.
However, it's much more flexible. You can keep making the payments. You don't have to make the payments.
So if I make the payments,
mm-hmm.
does that increase? Can I pull that money back out again?
Absolutely.
And that's on the jumbo as well?
No, not today.
Not today on the jumbo.
No, we'll get into that in a couple of seconds here.
Okay.
But on the normal.
On the FHA reverse.
Yeah, I hate to call it normal like you, but
right.
You know, we get stuck in our ways.
Yes.
You get... let's say you make a $10,000 payment. Well, remember that the reverse is just a home loan like any other.
Right.
So some of it's going to go to pay for interest, and that usually comes out first, and the rest goes to pay off principal. Correct?
But the interest was being added to the balance anyway,
right.
So it's just
right.
reducing that balance.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, and I guess therefore would be proud of it because of the way you put it, all $10,000 of that increases your line of credit.
My availability to pull more cash.
Yeah, but it increases that line of credit. And remember, every bit of unused line of credit, which you owe nothing on, unless you use it, is going to grow. And if rates do increase, it's going to grow faster, so you've got a hedge against interest rates. You also have a hedge against lowering property values. But.
So I can still keep the bottom line here is, you know, and I was chatting with somebody earlier today about the – what I refer to, my personal opinion, is that some of the properties in Laguna Woods are very difficult for seniors because of the way that they were structured when they were built. And some of those folks, you know, it breaks my heart, but they can't afford food, but and they can't get a loan on their property.
Right.
Right?
Right. That's...
So here, we can look at it, no matter what somebody wants to say, that if there's a senior in need and they've got a bunch of locked up equity, this can help them potentially on a day-to-day basis.
And that brings up a small pet peeve. I mean, we all like, what's his name, Magnum?
Oh, yeah, Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. But, you know, and I've got nothing against AAG. I deal with him a lot, except when you deal with me, I don't have to pay Tom Selleck's salary.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Quite a bit different. But, you know, he comes on and says, I understand Americans have a problem making ends meet, basically, is what he's saying. And that's not what this program is absolutely designed for. If you need help, it's a great program. But it's much more than that. I'd say more than half of the people I have always dealt with are not those in need. It's something you should want because it protects what you have. And if you use it wisely, it will actually increase the legacy that you pass on to others.
And that's the whole key of why we talk about this so frequently and why Jay and I are both so passionate about educating people on the product. Is it right for everybody? You know, I don't know. I don't say that anything is right for everybody. But I do know one thing with 100% certainty. The knowledge of the product from the right people with the right heart is very, very important. It's not an issue of, you know, just thinking that it's a one-shot pony or it's a one size fits all, but the education part of it is, and we're going to talk more with Jay Kaplan about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Tips to protect your credit while traveling. That's next up on the docket as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. In today's Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com, you have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Tips to protect your credit while traveling. Tips to protect your credit while traveling is our subject. What are you doing about that? I mean, a lot of people this time of year, you're starting to get ready to go on vacations. We've got the, I'm going to call it Easter break. I know that that's not politically correct. I think they call it spring break or something like that. Not the youth. I'm not talking about the break that they're going on. But what are you doing to protect your credit while you are traveling? Well, first off, take just what you need with you. This doesn't only apply to your suitcase when traveling. It should also apply to your wallet. You don't need to bring all your credit cards with you, and doing so opens you up to additional theft or loss potential. Try to pick one or two cards you'll use on your trip and bring only those when you're out and about for the day or night. Just bring one card along, leave the other behind in a secure place in the hotel. They've got safes in most rooms nowadays. They've got safes behind the behind the desk, a lot of vaults, a lot of different ways. Always choose credit. It's always safer to use credit than debit. The fewer places you're entering your debit card PIN number, the better off you are, besides the fact that entering a PIN number can put you at risk from onlookers or unsecure checkout systems. I got started using this Square Cash Card. I like using the Square Cash Card because it's tied into my bank account, but I can put a minimal amount on there. I can change money over there as frequently as I want to. And then I'm not giving out a credit card, so it's always got like next to no availability. Think about that one. In fact, that's the card, that and Venmo. We use those both for the triple play on the Girl Scout cookies. I'll talk about that in just a minute as well. Keep your eye on your cards whenever you're out, wherever you are. Don't leave your credit card unattended. Don't take a vacation from monitoring your card activity. Make sure you're watching your internet, your email. Sign up for text alerts. Considering lowering your daily cash withdrawal limits. Read your receipts. Write down important information. Be alert when taking cash from the ATM. Don't be afraid to ask about security. Remember that cash is king, depending upon where you are, but don't carry too much of it. Unpack your wallet. Create a dedicated email address for the trip. Safeguard your cell phone and stay off the social media. Don't tell people where you're traveling so they can go and rob your house. Just a thought right there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. The triple play. Jay, this one's for you and me. So each year at this time, I go with the triple play on the Girl Scout cookies.
I knew you'd like those cookies.
Absolutely. So here's the way we do the Ron Siegel Radio triple play Girl Scout cookie style. And there's absolutely no calories, Jay.
Yeah, right.
100% guaranteed. So here's what we do. Girl Scout Troop 2908, they've agreed to work with me on this. We're trying to go through and collect as much money as we can to buy 1,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Every penny goes to the Girl Scouts. We don't, there's no fees, there's no surcharge, nothing. Every penny goes to the Girl Scouts. Once the Girl Scouts get the money, their commitment, Girl Scout Troop 2908, has committed to taking the cookies to the Orange County Family Justice Center for Battered Women and Children. Now, being that we've bought the cookies, we've delivered the cookies to the women and children, no calories for us buying them, Jay. We got it made. Right?
As long as we're not delivering them.
Yeah, they may not make it.
Well,
that's why we
have
the girls
right,
to take care
right,
of it.
Right.
So how do you get the money? You know, you can't send it across the radio waves. Venmo or the Square Cash cards, either way, just look up Ron Siegel right on there. Send the money over. Every penny goes to Girl Scout Troop 2908, and then we get the cookies over to the Orange County Family Justice Center for the benefit of the battered women and children. Help us with the cause. So, Jay, we've been talking about the reverse mortgages. We've got to focus on the jumbo as we conclude the last few minutes of our broadcast today. So we've got this new product, or relatively, used to be, it's not really new. It's just that it was priced out of the market before.
It was a lot more expensive. And I think it was maybe for several years just trying out the market, was trying out us, the market,
sure,
and the secondary market to see how they would perform. And because of all of it performing very well, it's now much, much easier to get. The costs are down, in fact, way, way down.
See, I've said, Jay, many times,
interest
that,
is down.
Yeah, for the individual that's a sophisticated investor, maybe not even so sophisticated, but when you get into the jumbo market, every reverse mortgage has a very similar characteristic. They're like what we would call in the investing world a zero coupon bond. Right. And that's exactly the way they work from an investor's standpoint. So when people say that they're concerned about them, basically a zero coupon bond, they accumulate interest, and at maturity, they get paid back the principal and the interest. Well, when you look at a jumbo or a reverse mortgage, any of the reverse mortgages are the same thing. Right. You have an initial amount. Maybe that initial amount is zero. The interest accumulates on there. And in the underlying, unless somebody decides they want to make a payment to it, that's optional. But the money gets returned to the investor with accrued interest at maturity. Just so happens maturity is when the last senior leaves the property.
Or when you reach 150.
Maybe you're going to get to 150. Right? So it's the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
Do I, in the jumbo market, do I still own my own home?
Of course. Yes. I shouldn't say of course.
So,
no, yes.
It's not
yes,
the bank
yes.
owns it. They don't take
no,
it.
No,
they're
no,
not
no,
sharing
no.
in my equity.
Remember, all of these loans are simply home loans.
They're just a home loan.
Some are more flexible and secure. To me, those are the reverse.
They're all owner-occupied?
Yes, yes.
How about a duplex? Can I do a duplex?
As long as you live in one of them.
Okay.
Duplexes, fourplex is fine.
And is that for the jumbo and the...
Yeah.
Okay, so we could do that either way. You said it's a $4 million maximum value?
No. Loan amount.
$4 million maximum loan amount.
Yeah.
So if you have a $16 million home, you can borrow $4 million on it on a reverse mortgage.
Yes.
Okay, make no payments.
Right.
Okay. What else do we need to know? We got about a minute left.
Well, we got a couple examples. I told you about one. Where those ladies are doing it, that's because the initial reverse mortgage they got was not the type with the line of credit. So obviously, I didn't give them that one. So they're doing this to get $700,000 more cash for their.
What can they do with that money?
They want it for their health care. They're in their 80s.
Okay.
They want it for their health care. Not. I helped with one people on Malibu.
So that's a good.
Fun fact, Malibu has septic tanks. That's just a fun fact.
But I want to get back to this. We only got a couple seconds left. Is that on all of the reverse mortgages, taking out the reverse mortgage or having it in place is a good hedge for healthcare needs?
Absolutely. I think it's the best because what else is there? You could sell the home. That's not good for you.
Right.
Not good for your legacy. You could borrow it from your kids. That's not good for your legacy. You could borrow it from your retirement and pay more taxes, or take it from your savings. None of those are as good as borrowing it from tax-free from an ever-increasing asset.
Absolutely.
So when I say everybody should get a reverse mortgage, that's my opinion, but I think everybody should look into it.
Should
to
explore
get the facts.
It. Absolutely. Great information. As always, if you want to meet Jake Kaplan, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
An older violin man, my boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hug.